Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
Casper Mattresses?
Casper Mattresses.
Casper Mattresses.
Mattresses.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason. Whenever I slightly change the intro,
yes,
you're always like, whoa, I can see the look on your face. Right? Like, where's he going?
It throws my whole rhythm off, you know, right? Every once, I saw a band the other day, and like they played one of their classic songs, but they like tweaked it slightly.
Which band and who now?
I saw Magic Dirt.
Oh yeah, I know Magic Dirt.
Yeah, anyway, and they had one of their classic songs. The lead singer kind of like mixed it up a little bit. And I guess if you play that song, you've played it 1,000 times. You're kind of like, you want to keep it interesting for yourself.
If Nick Mason's coming along, they want to make it special.
Exactly. And yeah. I was like, what are they doing? Hello.
Just up top, I mentioned this last week, but Claire and I, my lovely wife Claire, have a podcast called Suggestible. I think I called it Suggestibles last week. The name was in flux. It was all up and down and all around.
I feel it's still in flux.
You're probably right. No, we're locked into a logo.
Okay, right.
And we're locked into a name, but it's half-hour episodes. Every Thursday we're going to be releasing them, and they're now on iTunes, hopefully moving to Spotify soon. Just got to wait. These things take a while to push through and Google Play and such.
Is it a hard 30 minutes? Like,
pretty
regardless
much,
of what happens?
I think we did 31 minutes.
Cut yourself off mid-sentence. I think
that's right.
You should do it a lot. You should be like, but one thing I absolutely recommend is you watch season one of the end.
Yeah, that's right.
And then no, you're not coming back.
I was only going to say Under the Dome. It doesn't matter. You see, you didn't need to watch that. So it's basically things I've been watching, doing, listening, and such. Last week, one of the things I talk about is The Tick. Claire talks about some other crap. I don't know, whatever she's doing. You know what I mean?
Something arty, probably. Yeah. You know what she's like? Maybe a documentary.
Yeah, that's right. But so that's going to be every Thursday for now until it's not. But no, we're really enjoying doing it because we're looking for something to do together that's kind of also something we don't have to heavily research every week because we also have other jobs, you know what I mean? I mean, they're all mostly podcast related, but...
Sure, right.
But you know what I mean? But it's a lot of fun. And thank you to all the people who have given very kind reviews already. We debuted on the UK charts at number 88, and I'm like, are you kidding me? What a success story.
Hitler's number, yes.
Yeah. Is it?
What you'd always dreamed of.
Who's number?
Hitler.
Why that one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Something wrong with that guy.
Right?
It's good he's dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I'd recommend him remaining dead if I was on your podcast. Quite frankly.
The other thing is our live show coming up on the 21st of July, which is a couple of weeks away. Tickets are nearly sold out. I think there's something like 20 or 30 left because we upped the number of seats.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a final cutoff day on Thursday for those tickets. And then... Well, either if they all get sold out, we'll go to a bigger venue, or that will be it. So it's kind of like, if you want them, now's probably the time, just in case. I would say grab them this week. I think there's maybe 20 left, maybe less by now. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's 200
but if you wanna,
plus
if,
seats
if,
or
what if you want,
know.
If you want to, right, like right at the last minute, like buy the last couple of tickets and then we have to move to a bigger room, and then the back end of that room, just empty.
That's
funny power move to do.
That's right. You're also stealing from charity if you do that because we go to the bigger room.
Oh, it costs more, that little bit more. Yeah, right. But again, funny.
It's funny.
And also, what'll also probably happen is people won't take the front seats.
Yeah,
it'll be the back will be filled, the front will be empty.
The front will be my parents, I think.
Oh, good.
Just lounging. Yeah.
Your mum will be asking questions throughout the show.
She totally will. What does that mean? Well. Yeah. Mum, you're embarrassing me in front of Tofop, the podcast who's joining us on stage. Yeah.
Charlie Clausen and Will Ames.
The other thing is our charity campaign has kicked off for this
yes.
year.
Yes.
Growing a seaweed belt to renew, to help with CO2 emissions, et cetera, and so forth.
We're saving the world.
Saving the world, baby.
We can't do it by ourselves.
No, we tried.
We can't plant that much seaweed on our own.
No, we did it for like 23 minutes the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't enjoy
it. It's that 24th
it.
Minute that kills you.
I didn't want
that's
to do it.
That's the hump.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the seaweed hump.
What are we up to on those donations?
We're up to $4,570.
That's excellent. That's
nearly 10% of the way, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yes. So also, for every dollar that's donated, it's going to be matched.
So we're actually up to $9,140.
So we can get to our target's 50,000. I don't know whether we'll get that. We did last year just. So... But we really
because we both put our life savings.
We
into
absolutely
it. Yeah.
did, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also there'll be we'll do a tour of the new studio for people who donate. You can ask a question if you donate. We'll do a Q&A. There'll be some bonus stuff. We'll probably do another thing, won't we?
Might give you a badge.
Yeah, give you a bloody badge. There'll be prizes. I don't know, man. It's all below. Everything I've ever said is below. All right, Mason.
That's going on your tombstone.
Everything I've ever said is below.
Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's not right.
We're going to chuck like copies of your videos and stuff in your grave.
I don't want those.
Well, all right.
I don't want them.
What do you want in your grave?
Nothing. Not even me.
What about that?
Just kick me into a river.
What about that YouTube 100,000 subscriber plaque? Chuck that in there.
I don't know where it is. Actually, I'm due to get my million.
I was going to say, so you only get 100,000, you get a million.
And then it's 10 and then 50.
Oh, wow.
No.
Who's got a 50 million subscriber plaque?
PewDiePie Mason or something. Right. And probably the other ones that have that many.
His one's got an 88 on it, doesn't it?
It may very well. Chris McQuarrie pitched
a director of many things.
That's
Mission Impossible
right.
movies.
Jack Reacher.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah.
I've never seen it. Did you see it?
I've seen both of them, yeah.
Great. One's okay, isn't it?
I remember them both being fine,
wow.
I guess.
Which
yeah.
one's got Jai Courtney, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
Maybe one or both?
Yeah,
the
I
second
know.
One or both?
Yeah.
Or the first one? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Apparently, he's talking about on Twitter, though these might be deleted by now. I think they might be. Man of Steel movie that he pitched with Henry Cavill to Warner Brothers, which tied into the Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, I see.
But they said, the studios have never cared for my original ideas. They prefer that I fix their broken ones.
Oof, rough.
And probably accurate. Yeah. I mean, I think at this point, Warner Brothers are looking to move ahead, right? And just got, they're going like,
yeah.
We don't.
We're going to do a trench movie. We're going to do another Shazam? Or did that not
I think
do
that may
well?
Be happening now.
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
We'll probably do a Batman.
How many Joker movies?
How many do you want?
Did you hear they cancelled Mad Magazine?
Yeah, I did.
That's a shame.
Forever. Do you have a subscription?
No. I'm part of the problem.
You absolutely are. Yeah.
But it was doing well, like sales-wise. It was doing like 150,000 copies an issue.
Really?
Which is like, that's 3 or 4 times as much as a comic book any given, you know, in any given month.
But so. I guess you've got the multiple writers and publishers and
that's
writers,
probably true,
and not publishers and and artists and such.
Yeah. The rumors are that because you know, remember when Disney bought Marvel and everybody
Disney
was like, well, what are they going to get rid of? Like maybe because they like the movies because they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get rid of Marvel Comics, the publishing arm or whatever, and they haven't yet, which is good. Well, a year ago, AT&T bought Time Warner.
And did Time Warner own Mad?
Well, Time Warner own everything.
Oh,
Time
yeah,
Warner
right.
own HBO, and they own Warner Brothers, and they own
all their washing machines.
Yeah, all their washing machines, and like New Line Cinema, and they own DC Entertainment. So and they cancelled Vertigo a while back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So it's so some people have suggested.
But now I've got DC Black. Look at Batman's penis.
Oh damn! Yeah, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a different arm of publishing, isn't it? DC.
I guess so.
It's sort of.
But
like,
it's also Batman.
It's also still Batman.
Yeah, and I think like so some people are in fear that it's like, well, they're just dumping everything that doesn't sell a million copies an issue or whatever.
Maybe someone will pick up the rights or something, or maybe you can move to like a Cracked.com because Cracked was like the knockoff Mad.
Cracked was knockoff Mad. Yeah, yeah. They had their
then
own.
Then Cracked fired everybody, and now it's just listicles.
Which is exactly
They, like,
is it still around? I haven't seen a Cracked listicle. Cool.
Yeah, like but it's mostly like, I mean, they got their core writers and I think their podcast still does things.
Yeah,
like
right.
They've got people hired for that. But a lot of it is write an article for Cracked and we'll give you $50 or whatever.
Well, and Cracked the website started out with kind of like more long form stuff. And then it just sort of
It took on a life of its own. And then they fired everybody.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Anyway, Chris McQuarrie doing a Man of Steel movie with Henry Cavill where he goes to space with Green Lantern Corps, which is what you've always been saying. Do space stuff,
Superman. Do space stuff.
It's not happening because...
Sylvester Peace Smythe. That's Cracked's mascot. That's their Alfred E. Newman.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's him. Yeah. I didn't even know they had a mascot.
You better believe they had a mascot. Yeah.
I thought that was just the other one.
Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah, just that's what I thought you were showing me.
How dare you?
Yeah. Spy versus Spy.
That's Mad Magazine.
Oh. No, I know. For Crack. I'm saying they got rid of it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Marvel also had Crazy Magazine, which was their Mad Magazine.
Very good.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Also cancelled.
Yeah, okay, good.
I loved Magazine back in the day. We've had this conversation on air, I think. They used to sell like paperbacks,
yeah.
I guess in the 70s or 80s, and it just was just reprints of their old gross 50s and 60s stuff.
Yeah.
Really good.
You weren't like, who's Johnny Carson or whatever when you were a kid?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
You weren't like Nutty Professor references. This isn't Eddie Murphy. Like you understood the references?
I knew things.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Superman movie's not happening, I guess, or not this version.
Which, that's a shame.
Yeah, but, you know, he's been The Witcher, isn't he?
There were some images released. Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently more based on the books than the video games.
I see.
Both of which people enjoy for different reasons. Mediums, you know what I mean? As in psychics.
Oh, I say psychics.
What can they do? Can they help us?
Bend spoons, as we know.
Yeah, that's true. Can they
Yuri Geller talk.
Can they solve crime? Can they? Can they help police officers locate stolen children?
I mean, they say they can.
Yeah. It's probably an episode of The Extraordinary about it. There's a local reference for you, everybody.
No, I mean, America had The Extraordinary. Oh, wait, maybe they didn't.
Weirdness. I'm sure they localized it a little bit. I think they took US stories and just plugged them in as
right,
well.
Right, yeah.
They did a bit of both.
Yeah, sure.
It's like Funniest Home Videos, Australian, but it's like, these are all American. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
We knew. Is that show still going?
The Extraordinary.
No, Funniest Home Videos.
Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
Any of them.
America's,
I mean, because it's
home
YouTube now, isn't it?
Well, exactly, yeah.
You don't really need it. Yeah. All right.
Maybe that's it. It's just 22 minutes of a black screen just with text scrolling through that just says, just go to YouTube and put in funny video.
Well, there are shows
Man gets hit in balls.
There are shows where it's like people sitting on a couch and there's a host going like, check it out, dogs. Look at these hot videos of the week. And it's men being hit with balls
Yeah.
And then they're like, what do you say, panel? And they're like, he's never going to have children because he got hit in the balls. And everybody's like, brilliant.
Start it again. Yeah. I guess they've replaced the, they've put that guy out of work. You know, the guy that was always the voices of people in those videos.
Oh, I'm a cat. I hope I don't get stuck in this fan. I'm stuck in the fan. Oh,
exactly.
No.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm a man. I hope I don't get hit in the balls. Oh, my balls. Yeah. What happened to that guy? You know?
Yeah, he killed himself.
Oh.
Next story. Halle Bailey
is
Ariel in Little Mermaid.
Cool.
Controversy or not, Mason? Because we had a conversation about this.
Well, controversy.
Or not.
Or not. Because, there was some furor on the internet because she's African-American and Ariel, a fictional mermaid, is not.
Yeah.
But a lot of people suspect that is a lot of all the furor is just bots on Twitter. Like most, if you go to that hashtag, which was like, not my Ariel or something like that, most of it is just people going, this controversy's dumb, just cast whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever is the best person. And there's almost no...
Just whoever, even.
Yeah, just any, just a rando.
It doesn't matter.
It's dark under the ocean,
yeah,
so
right.
You can really cast anyone.
Yeah, but Mason, the sunlight and under the water, remember?
Oh,
and
boy.
It's Danish story.
Everybody's an expert on mermaid physiology. Aren't
they? Yeah. There's also a Jamaican crab in that movie.
There is a Jamaican crab.
I mean, he's from Jamaica,
yeah.
I guess.
And traditionally, in the original Little Mermaid, when Ariel gets her legs and she goes on land, she's constantly bleeding from her feet.
Yeah.
And she's green, I think.
Yeah, cool. But not on land, right?
No, I think she's green on land.
Because he'd be like, I'm not marrying this one with her weird feet and a green face.
I think she tries to eat him as well.
That's not how you... Unless you should make that movie.
I think so too.
Yeah. So it might be a drummed up fake bot controversy. I mean, maybe. I know there are people legitimately mad about this, but the furor, if you were, Mason.
Of a lot of reference to the furor this week.
That's right. The 88 of it all is that most people don't care, I guess.
I hope not.
I know I don't because, well, I'm not really a fan for one, and just cast whoever.
Right.
I don't care.
Mm.
You haven't seen it.
Obviously, of course I've not seen it.
We'll do it when it comes out, though. Yeah. We'll caravan a garbage it.
Hooray.
Hooray. Trailers ahoy, everybody.
But have you seen it? You've seen it as a kid.
Maybe. I don't really remember it. I've seen it more times as an adult than I've seen it as a kid.
Yeah, right.
And I don't really like it, to be honest.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I'm just not. Yeah, right. I don't think I just didn't see it at a young age. Mm-hmm. And,
yep.
Yeah. Can't relate.
Yep.
Because with the red hair, obviously.
Obviously, of course.
Yeah.
Trailers ahoy.
Which one do you want to do first? Jumanji 3 or Knives Out?
Knives Out.
Okay.
Looks good.
Ryan Johnson.
He's
doing a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Sort
of harkens back to one of his previous movies, The Brothers Bloom, which was like a con artist kind of movie. It's fun.
You're a big fan of that, aren't you?
It's fun. I like that one, yeah.
Do you like it more than Looper?
Yes.
Your favorite movie, Looper?
No, I don't like
Looper. That means it's your number one favorite movie.
No, Looper's a bad movie and I don't like it. But I like more of his work than I don't.
Yeah.
So.
Is that the only one of his that you don't like, maybe? Is it Looper?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you like Brick? I assume. I like Brick. Mm-hmm. And you like The Last Jedi, which means all other opinions that you say are invalid.
Are invalid, exactly, yes.
Yeah.
All-star cast, Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig.
Christopher Evans.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Oh, Chris Evans is playing way against type.
I love it.
Or more towards, you know, the type when he started it.
Yeah, what
acting.
He used to do. You know, like
being
Scott Pilgrim.
Asshole.
And, yeah. They like his version of Johnny Storm is just, yeah, you know, like a frat boy,
yeah,
moron or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm.
I'm excited for this.
And if you're like, I wonder if the movie Knives Out is going to contain a lot of knives, you will not be disappointed.
Mm.
There are so many knives for some reason.
For some reason?
Yeah.
It's probably related to
the murder.
The murder.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
Yeah.
for admitting it. I mean, it's a trailer. I will say this 100%.
Yeah.
Mm, hopefully. I mean, unless it comes out and people are like, it's bad, and then I'll catch it later.
Right. When was the last sort of original whodunit?
Well, you're thinking of Murder Mystery on Netflix, Mason.
Of course, yes.
That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
I saw that.
You thought it was fine.
It's totally fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Very good.
Yeah.
And before that was Murder on the Orient Express.
But that's not an orange, is it?
No.
I guess a Sherlock, but again, that's also not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. I'm looking forward to a fresh take.
Yeah.
What will 2019/2020 bring us in terms of whodunits?
This movie. And probably another Poirot movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just for bloody Dave, bloody Warnocky to sink his teeth into.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other one is, of course, Jumanji 3. Everybody's characters have been switched in the video game world.
Some of the characters.
The Rock is Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Danny Glover is Kevin Hart.
Yep.
Jack Black is someone else or something.
Correct, yes.
I don't remember who's
Fridge.
Who. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Gillan's character is the same.
The same.
Yeah.
And some of the characters don't get a look in at all.
Yeah.
They're in the trailer, the original teens.
Yes.
From the original movie. Still in it, but are they going to be new characters or are they going to be like cheering from the sidelines? Because it appears in this one that your main guy who was portraying The Rock in the previous movie has gone missing.
He might be Nick Jonas.
He's rebuilt the Jumanji cartridge and he's been sucked back into the game.
Man.
Why would you rebuild the cartridge?
It's like
you barely got out last time.
I don't know.
What were you thinking?
Because he's lonely for friends.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's it? Do you think that's the plot? Because at the end, they were like, we're going to be friends forever.
And then
do you think they're going to do a quick retcon of like...
We're friends for a little bit.
Yeah, but now we're not friends.
Because we're not in a Jumanji situation.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then he brings him back into a Jumanji 3 situation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it's a kind of smart way to do it to different characters, like now The Rock and whoever have to do a different thing. I think that's good.
That's good. And it gets them to kind of flex their...
Yeah.
They're acting muscles.
And?
They're regular muscles.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's good.
I have recently rewatched that last Jumanji. Jack Black's great in that.
Yeah, he is. He's really good.
And the others are also good.
They're all good in it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see it at the cinema. I think you did, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Do you remember the original?
Sort of.
Not a huge fan.
No.
Not really.
There was a reference in the sequel, Alan Parrish was here. No repercussions for that, no. That never comes up again.
The Jumanji that he kind of describes in the original... Actually, I do like that original one,
uh-huh.
I think. Anyway, uh-huh. The Jumanji that he describes in that one is more terrifying than the Jumanji we actually see. When he comes out of the jungle and he's just wild. And he's talking about spiders and demons and things and hunters coming to get him. But it's just cargo pants and motorbikes and stuff like that. That's what
it really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're right, that original character probably does become Nick Jonas because Nick Jonas in the previous one was Colin Hanks.
Exactly.
And Colin Hanks ain't going back. He's got a family to take care of.
Yeah. But you can't really.
He's got Metallica t-shirts to wear.
That's true, he does. Mm. Which era? Black?
Mm.
Ride the Lightning.
It looked like maybe
Saint
Ride the
Anger?
Lightning. Saint Anger. Yeah, yeah.
Some Kind of Monster, or is that the documentary?
That's the documentary, yes.
Yeah. I started to watch that. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of just men being grumpy at each other. Just
middle-aged
not
men.
Not very
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more interesting.
Is it a lot of them being like, why are we still doing this?
Lars, we fucking hate you, Lars.
Remember that time you did that with Napster? Remember that? You got in a beef with Napster.
I mean, you were right, I guess.
Yeah, in many ways you were right. You should be paid fairly for your efforts, in a way.
I did actually, I've seen the Oasis documentary.
Oh, Supersonic.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
It's on my list of something that I have to get
it's
to.
It's good. It's
and
a
I'm
lot
gonna
of
keep,
like.
I'm going to keep it on my list until I attempt to watch it one day and it's gone.
It's good.
I'm going to check right now to see if it's still there.
Please do. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of like, I hate my fucking brother. And that's both of them.
Yeah,
that's either of them.
I was going to say which brother, but it's irrelevant.
But it's interesting. Mm. God, they're fuckwits though.
Oh,
like I find them fascinating. One's more than the other.
Liam is worse, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, good on them. They did the thing.
That's the thing. Like, they kind of, you know.
I feel
even talked about Oasis on this podcast. Yeah. But I feel like, again, they went from a band that was kind of like.
It's like pub gigs.
Yeah, and they were doing fine. And they'd released like a couple of, maybe one or two albums. And all the music press had been like, it's as fine. And then they released What's the Story, Morning Glory? Yeah. And all the music press were like, this is fine, but who cares? And then like 6 months later, they're the biggest band in the world. Like that's got to, you know, that's got to mess with your brain a lot.
Absolutely.
Also the cocaine probably messes with your brain.
It's probably a combination
of things.
There you go. Anyway, is it on your list?
It is on my list. It's still there.
Is it on Netflix?
I'll be watching tomorrow. It's on Stan.
Okay. Get it before. Now that you've looked at it, it's going to disappear.
I've said it, so I better watch it tonight.
Is there somebody at Stan and
listening
Netflix
to this.
Listening?
Listening to this, maybe.
I suspect there is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some listeners, so.
Maybe there's a Stan
a chance,
employee,
isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want some news on The Flash? It's got a director, maybe, or in talks.
It doesn't, though, does it?
Well, even if it
I'll
does.
I'll believe any of this when I see it. Even,
see the
when,
movie,
the, even when the trailer comes out, I'll be like, is it really, or is this test footage, you know? Mm.
That's a good and valid question. But Andy Muschietti, who's...
I'm sorry, what?
Andy Muschietti.
Is that spelt the way you'd expect Muschietti?
M-U-C-H-E-T-T-I.
Oh, right.
So I
not
guess
as good.
Muschietti, it could be.
Muschietti?
Yeah, it could be Muschietti. Where's my Muschietti?
Thank you.
He is. Maybe directing
maybe he's
a
directing
Flash
the Flash.
Movie.
What else has he done? I've never heard of Muschietti.
He's done the It movies.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he's
like
done
those
some,
movies.
He's good.
At least one of them.
At least one of those
I'm
movies.
I'm assuming the other one will be of equal quality.
The trailer for the other one you also enjoyed.
I did.
Think,
that's true, yeah.
So we'll see, won't we, about this. I can't believe I didn't bunch this together with the DC news. I think that says to people that this is not a professional situation, and I don't like that. I don't like it comes
the podcast or DC generally is not a professional situation.
I like to maintain a level slightly above the DC film slate. And I think we maintain it.
Yeah, that's a low bar to pass, but we've done it. We usually do it most weeks, I think. And if what we do is if we on the way out of here we look at your Justice League lanyard.
Yes.
Most weeks we go, we beat you.
Yeah, we got you.
And
not
some
this
weeks,
week.
Yeah, some weeks so we just turn it around so they're not looking at us.
Okay, so I've spelt this well wrong. It's M-U-S-C-H-I-E-T-T-I. Not that you care. I know you don't, but that's the situation.
Is that Italian for mosquito?
It might be,
Moscato?
Good question. Well, I'm checking if he's done anything else relating to superheroes. Not really. So it's like, yeah. He also was the set production assistant on Evita in 1996.
Well, he's moving up in the world.
A musical... which is bad. I saw it recently.
Oh, yes.
Do not like it. One more bit of news. Two more bits of news. Two more bits of news.
Is that you attempting to build some sort of layer of professionalism?
Absolutely it is.
You're going to have to do that every time now.
That's right.
Once we reach the two more bits of news level.
So the creator of Akira, I'm sorry, everybody. Katsuhiro.
Yes.
Otomo's.
Yes.
Otomo. I could probably edit that into something, can't I?
You could do it later, it's fine. But keep all that in.
Yes.
And then just a second of silence, and then maybe a perfect pronunciation, maybe from YouTube.
Yeah, or Levins.
Yeah, great.
Levins could definitely do it. Mm-hmm. He's doing a brand new anime series based on the original Akira manga.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a more faithful adaptation because, as we both know, especially me, who's a big fan of...
You're the guy who knows everything about anime.
100% and manga.
Yeah.
That's right. Guess what's this? Yes. Avatar Last Airbender. Not an anime or a manga. It's actually an American production. It's obviously takes its stylistic influences from
I'm listening.
Some properties from the east,
the land of the rising sun.
Correct, mm-hmm, and yeah. Such the movie.
Yes,
Rising. How's the what's that? What's that Sean Connery movie?
Rising Sun.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
No,
correct. And that's what I'm
saying.
That's
great. It's, yeah. Okay.
Different so, properties.
From what I understand, he's doing a new version.
Yep.
And I think they're doing a 4K re-release of the original.
Yes.
And they're also doing, I think, a new, like, super oversized, like, complete retranslation of the original manga for English
people
speaking.
People will love that, won't they? Because they love a retranslation of subs and dubs and
it's gonna be,
et cetera and so
forth. I'm kind of excited for that.
Me too.
It's going to be like 1,000 pages.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back because I've seen Akira and read it multiple times, all of it. But I'm thinking I'm going to go back into somebody who's never seen it. And just kind of try and watch it with fresh eyes.
Oh, yeah. So put yourself in the mindset
of an idiot.
Of a man who's ignorant of what you're talking about currently.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Because you know everything about those things. Yes.
Yeah. Are you a fan?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, then you'll love this, maybe.
I mean, not as much. Again, I think every time I go into like JB Hi-Fi or whatever, I'll see like there's a super special edition.
Yeah.
And it's got like the score on an LP and like a... the Blu-ray and all that's in the
artbook. You see the word Akira and then the main guy from Akira,
mm-hmm.
Jason Akira.
Yes.
In some translations, I should point out. Sure. People might not be familiar with the one I'm talking about. Yeah. And then it's his red Akira bike, which is also called Akira.
That's correct, yes.
So that's what
Akira 2000 is the name of his bike.
In some translations.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But so you see that and you're like, I'm going to go in this time?
Every time I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
No. You don't. Maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the one.
Yeah. So, like, and the thing about this is it's not going to wipe away the old Akira if you love the movie. But there are a lot of people who are fans of the original. My understanding is that they're okay with this. Like another more faithful version.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
The main guy's name is Kaneda.
What?
But his bike's name is Kaneda 2000.
Yes.
He's named his bike after himself.
We all know.
Okay, cool.
Not all of us know, obviously. The experts in the room.
Yeah, right.
Me and you know that.
We know that, yeah.
Neil Gaiman's Sandman is coming to Netflix.
Mm.
The DC streaming service is dead, right?
Seemingly, yes.
Because why would this be happening?
And again, that could very well be this AT&T acquisition because they're like, well, this isn't immediately making $1 billion, so it's out.
But the Sandman was never going to make $1 billion. It's not $1 billion property, is
Sandman
it?
Sandman or Swamp Thing?
No, Sandman.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, like, because why wouldn't it go to the DC streaming?
That's true,
is what I'm saying, I mean, I guess, like, there's other properties on there, like the Black Lightning, one of them's on there.
Black Lightning's on Netflix, yeah.
And that's a DC
and
one.
And Lucifer is on there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So, you know.
But is that only on Netflix here, though, and not?
No, I think it is. I think in America it's on Netflix as well.
Wow.
Because there was a, hey, Netflix, save Lucifer campaign, I think.
And they went, all right.
God, I guess.
We have to. I mean, we're already.
Well, let's check our algorithm. Will it get us some new viewers?
Oh, yep. We're heavily in debt. Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll do it. Why not? Yeah. Somebody will buy this before. Disney will buy us before.
Yeah. That's, yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Or AT&T.
Yeah.
But so David Goyer is doing it, which is. I mean, you don't have to get David Goyer for every DC property, do you?
No.
You can ask someone else.
There's other people available. Absolutely, can ask somebody else, yeah.
I mean, he's done some good stuff, but not all of it. And also Alan R. Heinberg, who worked on the Wonder Woman movie and also the Young Avengers comic.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So, So we're finally getting Sandman, or are we?
Well, that's the thing. But also, like, when I think of a David Goyer...
Yeah. Blade 3, that's what you're thinking.
Blade 3, absolutely.
He wrote Batman, Superman...
Yeah, did he have any, what did he have to do
some
with the Dark Knight trilogy?
Co-writer or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he did, yeah, I don't know. Okay. But that's a mostly Nolan, I think, like the Nolan brothers together,
sure,
but I don't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't really know. Oh, he did an early screenplay for Master of the Universe. Oh, he did Terminator Dark Fate. Oh.
But that's not out yet.
I know.
don't judge it yet.
He's working on Krypton. I don't know on Krypton.
Mm-hmm.
He did some uncredited writing on Godzilla.
I feel we do. I bet you could put together just a supercut of us explaining to each other who David Goyer is from previous episodes. Because I feel we do it every single time.
I know.
Like, who's this guy again?
I'm just curious. Like, he did Man of Steel.
Yep.
He wrote Batman v Superman. He wrote Man of Steel. Dark Knight Rises. He did. He did Spirit of Vengeance. Yeah.
Oh, Ghost Rider 2.
That's right. He did the screenplay for Jumper. He worked on the Blade TV series. Guess when the Blade TV series came out. Guess.
2004.
Wow, it was 2006. I thought it was like much later. So you had a better idea than I did.
Price is Right rules.
But he also wrote Blade 2. But he also directed Blade 3. But maybe that was not going to be good anyway, despite all...
This guy's another one of these mixed bag guys.
He's very much a mixed bag. Yeah, and I think it greatly depends on who he's working with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because again, like this could be... Again, like Lucifer is... from the Sandman universe, and he is Lucifer. The TV version is Lucifer in the loosest possible sense there is.
I can't pun that because it's the same word. Lucifer. It's just Lucifer in terms of loose.
Oh, yep.
Like it doesn't. I couldn't even convey to you what I was trying to do then.
No, I got what you were trying to do. Just let me, and I decided not to help you out. Yeah.
Just dangle in the breeze.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, but that version is just, they've just gone bare bones the character. He's Lucifer. He's on Earth. Let's say he runs a nightclub. Now it's a police procedural.
Yeah.
So what if they just go, okay, Sandman, he's the Lord of Dreams. He's an abstract concept.
He runs a bar.
He runs a bowling alley, I was going to say.
The guy from Monk's his sidekick. Fuck, yeah, whatever. Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like,
I think they'd probably go more kind of hardcore.
You'd hope so.
I imagine.
Did we say we said Netflix?
Yeah, I think this will come out.
Yeah, because based on the Goya track record, I'm like, well, is he going to go super abstract and high concept and special effects and War for the Universe kind of situation, or is he just going to be like, yeah, he runs a laundromat, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Can we do a similar thing?
A lot of people dream in a laundromat, you know?
That's true.
They have a little nap.
Yeah.
They're waiting for their sheets in the dryer.
I tend, depending where you are, you can go somewhere else. Put your clothes in. No one's stealing your wet clothes.
Well, exactly,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might dump them in a basket if it's full. But that's the true extent of it.
Yeah.
And you come back and you're like, who did this? Who did this?
One of my socks is missing. It's my favorite sock.
Yeah, so good. I still got to finish Sandman. What I know about Lucifer is, I can't say I'm a huge fan, but I see the picture and he's looking through a wine glass and it's red and half of his face is a devil's face. And I'm like, oh, he's the devil.
That's right.
That's what
it's
I
It's a
know.
Subtle clue. Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
That's the last bit of news.
All right.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure,
But migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. It's ad time, and it's a glad time, isn't it?
Yeah. Do we always do it like that?
Yep.
Probably. Nice. I like it a lot.
Do you like? Are you a big fan?
Yeah.
Good. Are you a big fan of the Casper mattress, Mason?
Yes.
Knowing that you are.
Yes.
I mean, I know we were supposed to talk about this later in the ad copy. But let's do it up top. I know you love the unboxing experience, Mason.
Well, I've only done it once.
Yeah, but you really
loved
it.
But I think back to it every time. I wish I'd videoed it and put it on YouTube.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you ever need another one, which you won't, because why would you, Mason?
Exactly.
You could definitely give it a go. But it's also a comfortable mattress, isn't it?
Yes.
And I know that for a fact. Because you know that for a fact.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I thought you'd shown up at my house when
I'm
not there.
I snuck in and...
Oh, okay.
No, you've been there. I'm just up before you are. So I come in after you've been to bed.
Yeah, right.
Test it out.
Yep.
I'm
gone. I just got such great sink and bounce that I don't even notice. It's incredible. You know, some brands, they have that wine test. They put the glass of wine in there. It's just you jumping on my bed. I never notice.
Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kind of bodies, because you spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable, even if there's a man sneaking in at night with a glass of wine.
If anything, that's the perfect time to be comfortable. I don't want to be uncomfortable when that happens.
No, definitely not.
The worst case scenario. I want to be very comfy when that happens.
The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. They've got breathable design that helps you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. And they have over 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google. Casper is fast becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
We say that every time, but I think at this point they are the internet's favorite mattress. Am I right?
I mean, look, they haven't said for us to say that specifically, but I think we can go out on a limb.
Let's extrapolate.
We won't get wrapped on the knuckles for saying that it's the internet's favorite mattress.
If I do get wrapped on the knuckles, I'm not even going to notice because I'm in that sweet, sweet bed.
Sure.
Wrap on my knuckles all you like, Casper.
You encourage it, if anything.
That's right.
But the funny thing is, not just funny, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Money
saving.
But I mean
funny, obviously.
Yeah,
well, that's
sure.
pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty bloody funny, I tell you what.
You can actually get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and use offer code theweeklyplanet, all one.
That is funny. Better say it again, though. Yes, you were right. You're not wrong.
And use the offer code theweeklyplanet, all one word, at checkout.
So you're laughing, too.
Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and use the offer code theweeklyplanet, all one word. Terms and conditions do apply. On with the show, Casper Mattresses.
Casper Mattresses.
And now it's time for Spider-Man. He's far from America, which is his home. But Tom Holland's home is closer to Holland or Europe. England specifically is where he's from. Apparently he filmed this right around the corner from his house, some of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his house is fish and chip shop.
That's right. He lives above it.
Yes. Fried Mars bars.
He mans the till on Sunday mornings.
Good for him.
You want to go down.
Bit of extra pocket money, you know?
Why wouldn't he want a shilling or two?
That's right.
For his efforts. He went all the way to Hollywood, only to come back to his hometown. What am I doing? Box office.
Hollandwood. That's what we call England.
Yes, because
that's where he lives.
124 four-day weekend, 180 since it opened in the US.
Seems good.
Yes, it is. It opened very early, like Monday or Tuesday, depending where you are in the world. We got it Monday, didn't we? And it hit 500 million worldwide. It will hit 500 million worldwide by the time this goes out, it seems. So it's made its budget back and then some, and it's probably going to hit a billion, I'd say.
I'm going to say people like Spider-Man.
They do like Spider-Man.
I'm putting my reputation on the line and saying people enjoy Tom Holland and the Spider-Man.
And I think also the MCU that's coming off the back of Endgame and so forth.
And Jon Favreau's Happy Hogan.
Yes, they do like him.
Mm-hmm.
Happying about. What's he doing?
Well, I mean, think about it. What's the one thing that ties together Avengers Endgame?
Mm.
Spider-Man Far From Home. Jon Favreau.
That's true.
Yep.
It's the link.
That is the link.
And Spider-Man.
Who?
People love Happy Hogan.
They love Happy
Hogan. And
that's
why this will make a billion dollars.
What's he
going
to do? Is he going to be out of breath and running around?
Yes.
Is he going to be attempting to futilely fight somebody way more skilled than him?
Yes.
Yes.
Not as much in this one.
Not as much. Yeah.
What did you think the story was?
Oh, no.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, not really, but it's post-Endgame.
We're going to do non-spoilers and spoilers for Spider-Man. It's time code.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame. It's everybody's back.
Yep.
It's a little bit confusing.
Yep.
Everybody's returned from the blip.
From the bloop.
And you know what? It's a real stressful time for everybody, but it's the end of the school semester.
Woo!
So let's go on holiday.
Woo!
Yeah. And so Peter Parker and all his friends who, luckily, were all snapped 5 years ago and are all back.
Or are dumb and have not moved up.
Correct, yes. Yeah. Is that really his deal, that one guy?
Which one?
The guy. The guy who's 21 now or whatever. There's one guy.
He's 21? Really?
The older guy.
Didn't he grow up? Wasn't he a kid when they left and then he grew up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, he wasn't kept down. He was like 13 or younger. He was like 11.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
And now he's 16 or whatever. Right. Yeah. But there must be one in there who's been kept down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've all gone on holiday. Yeah. They're on a field trip to Europe. But there's action afoot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A mysterious elemental situation.
Absolutely.
Has presented itself. And Nick Fury's like, Spider-Man, we need you. And Spider-Man's like, God fucking damn it.
Yep.
Everything.
I just want to kiss a girl.
I want to kiss a girl and not wear a tight Spider-Man suit. Yes. But he has to do both.
He has to do both. Yep, exactly.
I think it's good.
Uh-huh, yes.
What do you think?
What does that mean?
I like it.
You've damned that with faint praise, haven't you?
No, I just think it's very back heavy. Like in terms of like the things that I enjoyed.
Okay.
What
didn't you like about the?
I didn't like really any of it. I just think it kind of gets more interesting as it goes.
Oh no, not a movie that gets more interesting as you watch it.
No,
that sounds awful. I'd much rather a movie that gets boring as you watch it.
I understand what you're saying. Mm. I get what you're saying, but I'm saying the most.
I'm mocking you. You got that?
I know what you're saying. Okay, I get it.
Yep.
But I just think because it culminates in something, even in the post credits, which is probably the most interesting thing of the entire film.
Oh, I see.
Film.
Right. Uh-huh.
Maybe it's weighted unevenly in terms of that, but that's
okay.
Yeah. That's, I guess, like you said, it's better than the opposite.
But I also think that works because we have just had 11 years of leading up to the biggest event, and you know, in this one, when I saw it, I think we saw. You know, the aftermath of the snap, and there were still people in the cinema being like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when everybody died and then they came back.
It's good how I like how they kind of...
Yeah.
It's not even... I was going to say brush over it. They don't brush over it. They address it directly, but it's really quick. It's like...
Yeah,
it's
I think done. That's really, for the most part, all we're going to see. But I think we needed that. I think we needed to start off
because we don't
easy.
Need 30 minutes of... This person's wife got remarried, and and now they've got another kid or whatever. You know, we don't need any. I mean, problems exist in the universe for sure.
I mean, maybe a short film about that.
Yeah,
bring back the Marvel shorts, which they won't.
Well, I did a deleted scenes video on this video on this particular movie, but there's a bunch of stuff they cut out where Peter's going to collect his stuff for his trip, and including he's got a list of things to do, including a mob boss fight.
He has to fight. Yeah. He has to defeat the Manfredi Moss.
Moss Man.
He has to defeat Moss Man from Master Universe. Yes. He has to defeat the Manfredi mob, which is headed by the cyborg Silvermane, a character I maintain should be in one of these movies, but never is.
Maybe they are.
Yeah, maybe it was in this deleted scene, but we didn't see it.
We didn't see that whole thing,
because that's in the trailer, the whole bit where he's in the Iron Spider suit and he defeats this mob, and then he tells the cops that he's doing their job and then he's going on vacation. None of that's in it at all.
No, it's not.
Huh.
I don't think it matters, though, to be honest.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's... Because this is 2 hours and 9, so it's much it's shorter an hour than the Avengers, but this in it or out, I don't think it... I don't feel cheated by by that not being in there.
The opening scene again?
He does collect some stuff, I guess, but it's mostly him packing and then he just goes to Europe. Like they're at school and then they leave.
What's more, this movie is Again, you're right in the sense that this movie starts off as just more of a teens going on vacation movie, and then it turns into an action movie by like act one and a half, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. And the action in itself increases tenfold. Mm. And there's a turning point in this movie where there's very distinct points where the stakes are raised significantly.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny as well, I think, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Peter Parker, or Tom Holland, is really good as Peter Parker. I'm not. I think there's things about that character that I think may be a problem down the line, which we'll get to in spoilers,
right?
Because of certain events in this universe and responsibilities and such. Uh-huh. But also, it's not the comics version, is it? It's a different.
Yeah, and MCU again, I think version, maybe we talked about this last week or the week before that this version of the character. He did grow up, you know, in Queens and, you know, he and his aunt aren't that well off kind of thing. But at this point, he's kind of like, he's in the upper echelon of the Stark corporation, really.
Exactly.
Like he's sort of, and he'll, you know, unless there's some weird extenuating circumstances, he'll never be just a poor kid anymore. No. So that version is kind of.
I mean, I'm sure there are ways to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Convincing. And also in the comics, he's friends with all the richest superheroes. And there's been times when his aunt's sick and he's like, I don't want to go to Tony Stark for nothing, that son of a bitch or whatever. So, you know, it's kind of, the comics kind of the same, but they mostly just, I think people are more forgiving of comics being entirely separate.
For sure,
because these are so intertwined, these movies, that you kind of can't escape it. Anyway, I really like MJ. Mm. I like that they're leaning into, it just is MJ now. Mm-hmm. They're not kind of dancing around. It's like, this is good. Because I feel like in the last movie, they were like, by the way, it's MJ, see you later.
Right. Like
It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
And I like her in the role, and I like Ned, and all the school friends, and I think they're all
convincing teenagers. This movie is quite Martin Starr / JB Smoove heavy.
You sure?
The supporting cast gets way more play in this than the previous movie, which is nice.
I like those guys, Did Martin Starr, he wasn't in the snap, was he? I don't think he was. He talks about his wife at one point. No, he wasn't.
His wife did leave him.
Yes. Pretending that.
Oh, okay.
Which means he mustn't have been in the snap. Mm-hmm. Now, there was another hero in this movie, Mason, of course. Mysterio.
It's you, the viewer.
That's right. Oh, right. And thanks, and the viewer for purchasing a ticket and keeping bloody cinema alive.
That's right. That's what you mean, right? That's what I mean, yes.
And Mysterio.
Sure, yeah.
He turns up to help battle the Elementals. They've changed him a bit from the comics. We'll talk about that more in spoilers, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what do you think of all those situations? Mysterio's outfit's great, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. We get a cape. We get a fishbowl. It's all we've ever wanted.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. He's shooting glyphs and shit and flying around.
Gyllenhaal's performance is really good,
I think. He's very good in this.
Yeah. You really feel for the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel it.
Yeah.
The things that you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More on him later, though.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And also, of course, Nick Fury, Maria Hill and such and so forth. Cause, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of this movie where I'm like, why are they getting Spider-Man to do this? Get someone else. But that becomes very clear later but again, we can't really get into that in spoilers. I think there's some CGI flipping and Spider-Man-y stuff which doesn't look entirely convincing or real in this.
Interesting.
I think it might be the suit because it's so form-fitting and smooth. It doesn't like wrinkle and crease like real clothing. He does seem sometimes like just a rubber ball just kind of bouncing around.
Right, okay, sure.
Yeah, because I remember when The Amazing Spider-Man 2, it opens with Peter
Here
Parker's
comes another bloody Amazing Spider-Man 2 bloody anecdote. Here we go. This is all he's gone. Just Amazing Spider-Man 2 anecdote.
Remember it opens how he's falling out of the sky or whatever?
To be clear, I don't. Whatever you're going to say, I don't remember what happened in Amazing Spider-Man
But anyway,
2.
He's falling out of the sky at the start.
That doesn't seem plausible, but all right.
Yeah, oh, he's jumped off a building and you see the suit. Like, it's skin tight, but you can see the edges of it are kind of flapping in the breeze. There's none of that. This is just like, and I know it's a special nanotech and whatever, but I think that's a problem with some of these suits. And I think the Iron Man suit has gone this way because it's not really a physical thing that kind of clunks over him anymore.
Yeah.
It's not that interesting just to be like, it's just in my jacket and all these particles come out and now I'm wearing the Iron Man.
Yeah, right.
I don't
right.
think it's I enjoyed the suit up scene. Lot more when they were.
Yeah, we do because we don't really get the Iron Spider suit in this movie. No. We see it.
Because you can't take it through an airport.
Well, we see it on him at the. There's a you see it in the trailer. There's kind of a charity event that he's wearing. I think it looks great.
Yeah, great.
And but then later we see it and it's just he's sort of stores it in his bedroom in like a nanotech tank kind of thing, and it just sort of swirls around.
It's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, impractical.
Don't put your head in that either.
Don't put your head in there.
It'll scramble your brain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your face will be on the back of your head. You don't want that.
You don't want that.
So, yeah. But so I think some of it is a, yeah, I found on the most part really good, but some of it a bit kind of bouncy.
Okay.
Kind of.
I didn't really think about it, but if I go to watch it again, that'll be the only thing I say.
Great. Well, I'm glad I've ruined this experience for
problem.
You.
No problem.
This is mostly all the stuff I have to say is kind of spoiler related. Okay, cool. But did you like the action scenes?
I did like the action sequences.
Me too. There's one particular moment which is very drawn from the comics, which is excellent.
Oh.
And you probably know what I'm talking about. Oh, he's taking his glasses off.
And they're back on.
Wow.
There we go.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That was just for me and I appreciate it. But yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, probably not.
Okay, I'm sure you do. What else do you want to say here? Do you want to go spoilers?
Let me think. No, it's well worth your time, I think.
It's good.
And it's a good... Yeah, I think it revitalizes the MCU to a certain degree. Like, yeah. If you were like, oh my God, I hope there's no more of these movies because I'm so tired.
I felt a bit like that after Endgame, like I need a break.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this was kind of a nice reprieve.
And I think, again, I think it starts out slow and it ramps up. Like a lot of, there's a lot of action in this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a roller coaster. It's a bit, towards the end, I'm like, boy, this is a bit, there was a lot of action in this. It was kind of exhausting, but I think it eased us in. So I think if it was nonstop action roller coaster from minute one, I think I'd be exhusted.
But
I'm not.
He's not exhausted.
I'm gonna say best movie ever.
I'm also gonna say best movie ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's like a bit better than like an Ant-Man, but not great for me. Yeah.
All right.
Where does it fit in for you?
I think it's in the upper echelon, just because it's the character's very likable. It was a good, fun kind of, you know, teen adventure movie.
Yeah.
I think the performances are great. Again, Gyllenhaal, very good.
Very good.
Very, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Good.
Spoilers?
Yes.
Mysterious.
Rufus, he's a villain.
I mean, we knew that because comics and such.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But I thought even though the reveal you see coming, I was kind of caught off guard by how villainous and vicious he was.
Yeah, right.
He was so mean.
Well,
and really deceptive and charming, but the worst.
Yeah. See, that's the performance that I'm enjoying because he, you know, he really, had we not known, you know. And I guess there's no way for us to not. The only way they could have done it is to make him a different villain.
Or if you didn't know him from the comics.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like but I think if you didn't know, I'd be very curious if there are people out there who have never read a Spider-Man comic or don't know anything about Mysterio who watched it and were you taken aback by the turn? Or were you like, no, I saw that coming because, you know, he's purple and green and he has a fishbowl on his head.
Yeah.
And he shoots green smoke out of his hands.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Yeah, but I enjoyed the, and the element that I didn't know was that I liked. He wasn't a special effects guy. He used to work for Tony Stark. He created Barf.
Yes.
And he's a disgruntled employee. I thought that was a really good way to work it into the universe.
Which leads to the question, is the next Spider-Man 3 going to be once again Spider-Man cleaning up another Tony Stark mess? Because that's what both of these have been. It's just Tony Stark's mistakes that he's just handballed over to the kid to fix.
To the 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, right? I hope the next... Like, I like this. And again, you know, with superhero stuff, often the villainous theme is always the same. And with Spider-Man, you know, in the comics, it's always like a weird misfit of science, or an experiment gone wrong, or a guy who's given himself a scorpion tail or whatever. But again, this I don't want the next one to be just like, and then Tony Stark put all these bombs around the world.
Yeah.
You know, which he kind of did in this.
Yeah, I guess
you know,
he built
a giant satellite of killer drones. Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't see it because there's a trailer that gives away the satellite of killer drones.
Is there?
Yeah. I thought that was that was my funniest moment where he accidentally activates them and then you see this enormous satellite just come into orbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the ramifications of this tiny thing that he's just kind of said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I liked that. But I liked that the Mysterio team was revealed to be disgruntled Stark employees.
Yeah, for sure.
At first when they were like, this is the guy from Iron Man 1. And I'm like, that's incredible. I should have seen that coming because he was just standing in the background. It's that guy. I know actor.
Uh-huh. He's and then a producer, apparently.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he...
And he's that kid from that Christmas movie or whatever.
Oh, it's... It'll come to me later. But he shaves his head for the,
for the role, And then I'm like, well, who are
these... shave your head, but I couldn't shave a bald patch into my head.
It might be a cap thing.
No, he shaves his head. In the Iron Man 1, he shaved his head.
He definitely did.
You see it in the making of,
Wow.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
Because what if it doesn't come back, Mason?
That's what I'm talking about.
But
it's in A Christmas Story.
Yes, that's the one. I was, when they were like, and this employee, you were sick of him too. And I'm like, well, who's this person? Nah, nobody.
Yeah, it's just there's only one. Yeah,
I thought they were going to get others. So that was a bit disappointing. But that drone technology is, and the holograms and such, is the perfect. Because if they were like, yeah, Tony Stark made a bunch of drones that could hologram anything or whatever, I'd be like, okay, when and for what purpose? But that was from a movie 3 years ago that we saw that. And the way that they brought it back, I thought it was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We always, I think there was some speculation that Barf was going to be used in Endgame.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
And I think the directors of Endgame talked about it.
Yeah,
but I guess they were referring to this. So
Sneaky. A couple of sneaky snakes. Good.
But then I think back to like the battle that Mysterio is having with the Elementals, and I'm like, how much of this is him? Like none, I guess.
Well, none, because if you remember correctly, there's a live version of the suit, and there's a hologram version of the suit. And when he's fighting the Elementals,
it's not him.
It's just a hologram flying about.
And then the moment
when he can't fly.
Yes, but he can though, because he flies next to Peter Parker.
Oh.
Remember the bit where he gives him the pep talk and he flies up next to him?
Drone.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it is a
but
drone.
I feel like Peter Parker would have realized it was a drone.
No, because his Peter Tingle was on the fritz.
See, I don't think it was on the fritz. I just think it wasn't tuned to this situation. Because you know the bit where she throws the banana at him and he doesn't catch it? I think he didn't catch it because it's a banana and he doesn't need to catch it.
Well, see, that's what I thought that as well. Like, it's the spider sense only operates when actual danger is happening. So if your aunt throws a banana at you, that's not a dangerous situation.
Because when he does eventually overcome it, He closes his eyes and he kind of focuses and he's not looking at what's happening.
Mm.
So I think that he just needed to kind of drown out the noise to be able to to use it. That's what I thought.
Oh.
I don't think it actually just wasn't working, but maybe I've misinterpreted that.
Mm.
Mysterio tried to bloody push him in front of a bloody train though, didn't he?
No. He did push him in front of a train.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was pretty mean of him.
Is that an homage to the scene that was cut out of Spider-Man 2
that we
where Dr.
About,
Octopus throws Spider-Man into the path of a train.
So good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Caravan of Garbage this week, it's going to be on a Thursday to push it back. My son was in hospital. He's okay now. He had influenza A and pneumonia, and so everything's been pushed back a little bit. Thank you for your support, everybody. I just thought I'd let everyone know that, yeah. But so that's coming up Thursday.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Brutal though, right?
Yes.
And he doesn't walk it off, does he? He's like, he's hurt quite a bit.
Great.
But the scene I was talking about, which was amazing, was the Mysterio trip out scene.
Oh yeah, that's great, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And it's all stuff from the comics where I'm sure I couldn't find it for my Easter egg video. Link below if people want to check it out. But like Spider-Man's inside Mysterio's dome in his head. Is that a comic cover?
I think it might be.
I couldn't find it.
Okay, right.
I'm sure I'd seen it somewhere.
Well, it might be internal pages or something.
Yeah, who
like that,
knows? Yeah.
But that scene was great. And that it was very reminiscent of the Arkham games.
Yeah.
When Batman fights the Scarecrow.
Absolutely.
And just everything gets super trippy.
The Marvel zombies.
Oh, so good.
A chef's kiss, you say?
Yes. Yeah. Bellissimo.
And it's good that the Nick Fury, well, there's a few fake Nick Furies in this movie, but the Nick Fury he was talking to prior.
Yeah.
Who he thought was real and on his side. It was so many layers deep of deception that wasn't even real either.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and I also enjoyed that Quentin Beck's regular superhero suit is just a mocap suit.
Me too. I thought that was fun.
So great.
But he kept the fishbowl head.
Yeah, and it looks ridiculous because everybody looks ridiculous in a mocap suit. Yeah.
But he's just, that's the thing. They're just his work clothes, you know? Mm. I think the plan was good. Other things, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
did you like the new suit?
Why are they all so disgruntled? Is it because Tony Stark's
a prick?
Well, I mean, of course he's a prick. But I mean, did he steal all their technology?
Maybe Quentin Beck like took him along for the ride or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or whatever. Because, you know, they'd all been belittled and yelled at by him and whatever.
Sure,
I mean, if he's employing X number of people, 10,000, you're going to get
some disgruntled
20.
Ones. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, he dies or does he be dies?
Absolutely. Good question, right?
Yeah. I think he did, but there's even if he's dead, he's got a team of people that can recreate him.
Well, I was going to say, yeah.
And that's maybe what happened at the end when it's revealed.
Well, that's the thing. Because he never says, he never reveals who. I mean, I guess that could be recorded footage. Should we talk about the post-credit sequence?
Let's do it.
We should. Okay. What's interesting about this movie is that both in other Marvel movies, usually if there's two post-credit sequences, one's a joke and one pushes the plot forward.
One's a big cat knocking over a shipping container.
Exactly.
There were no big cats this time.
No, both of these push the story forward.
Yeah.
So
in ways that we can't even begin to imagine.
We can imagine.
But let's begin to imagine.
Yeah. Who's going to stop us?
So the first one is the return of J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson.
Hooray!
That was spoiled for me prior.
Not me.
Because because on our videos we did for Spider-Man, because it was spoiled for me, and I saw an early screening. It was still spoiled for
me.
I saw it like 4 days before it came out.
We didn't see an early screening.
No, obviously not. But like, because we were like, you specifically were like, that's the best performance of anyone in any comic book movie ever.
I don't know if it's the best performance, but it's certainly the most accurate performance.
Yeah.
It's the most page to screen accurate.
And you were like, and who could ever replace him and whatever?
Because as that scene begins, we see sort of like a breaking news thing, and I'm like, is this going to be J. Jonah Jameson? Are you bring back J. Jonah? Who's going to be? Is it going to be Mark Maron?
It's going to be Ice Cube.
It's going to be Ice Cube, exactly. Yeah. Who is going to take the mantle of J. Jonah Jameson?
And it's going to be Vanilla Ice. He's got the hair.
Exactly. Is it going to be Ice Tea?
T-Pain?
T-Pain, yeah. Back pain. The concept of back pain.
Ooh, yeah. I need a Nurofen.
Yeah. But I'm like, well, I would have liked it to be Maron, but at the same time, I'm like, not everybody knows or cares who Mark Maron is.
But I don't think that's relevant.
No, I guess that's probably true. I would have taken Eddie Pepitone, would have been great. I don't know if you know who Eddie Pepitone
is. That would have been all right.
But instead we got J.K. Simmons back as Jameson as a sort of a Breitbart.
Yeah.
Or like InfoWars, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Insane conspiracy theorist.
Side of a building.
Yeah, and just kind of just casually revealing Spider-Man's secret identity.
Also, the greatest hero of the known, like he's like, Mysterio is the greatest villain of all time or whatever.
Greatest hero of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, it would be Captain America or Iron Man or the Hulk who brought everybody back. Like there are other options.
Yeah, right?
Like, that one, really?
Yeah.
Fake news, I say.
Absolutely.
So I was disappointed in Abby's haircut.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. But that's the thing, like, because it's comic books, this could literally be anything. I mean, this could be an illusion solely for Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Like, maybe no one on Earth is seeing it other than him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's step one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a billion ways out of this.
Yes.
I'd be very curious as to know whether... Is it John Watts as the director?
Yes.
Has he done this with full knowledge of where they're going to go with Spider-Man in the next couple of years? Or has he just gone, let's throw this out and see what the next director does with this?
I think he's coming back. Yeah. I think he said, we just want to make, the thing was like, we want to make the best movie ever and, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But they must have a plan.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think what I was saying before, my problem with something like this happening is you strip Peter Parker of a lot of things which make him interesting.
Yeah.
And that being, you know, he's hard up for a buck and it's his secret identity he's trying to keep from everybody. But if he's just Iron Man, Spider-Man is just Iron Man, that's not super compelling.
No, that's true. And I think, you know, this...
And he's got to go to school and is he going to work for the Daily Bugle? Well, no.
No, exactly.
The
MCU kind of, for the most part, has kind of put secret identities to the wayside. Most people are aware of who Bruce Banner is and Captain America and Iron Man and all these characters. I would prefer to have more heroes who are working under the radar.
Yeah.
With secret identities.
Black Widow, everybody, she went in front of the UN, was like, I'm a spy and everybody's a spy also.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And you're right. If again, everybody knows his identity. But I mean, that's happened in the comic books, as we know.
It has, but it got reversed by a demon or whatever. But so there are ways to...
I mean, you could, and again, this could be a reveal that takes the entire next movie to reverse, or it could be reversed in 2 minutes.
It's the opening next villain of the next.
Yeah, right.
It's Mysterio's men
again. I mean,
again.
You know, at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man's identity is revealed to Aunt May.
Yeah.
And by the start of the next one, she's like, well, let's just kind of roll with
they're it. They're a team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the next one could be, and this is maybe one I would like to see, the next one could be a team up with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, right.
And at the end, he's just like... Or maybe at the start, he's just like, nah, nobody knows your identity anymore because I'm magic. Remember the magic?
I trapped J. Jonah Jameson in a mirror dimension.
Yeah,
and the actor J.K. Simmons, just in case.
Yeah, Have you seen that? There's he's in a TV series where he lives in a mirror dimension. Did you know that?
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
No?
It's a TV series. And he's,
currently?
I'll look it up. It's a series where he's It's like a counter-Earth. Yeah. There's a parallel dimension, and there's another version of him. It's like a secret identity show.
Secret identity show?
Well, that's like an action. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Are you disappointed that he didn't have his hair? Because I'm a little disappointed.
I'm a little bit disappointed, yeah.
What I suspect happened, I think I spoke to you about this, is that they wheeled him in a suitcase and they filmed that with two people. And they're just like, whatever you look like now, we're just going to do it like this because we're not going to put you in makeup and all that kind of thing because this will leak.
Because 100%, exactly, 100%. I reckon,
people cheered when they saw him writing by
people. I didn't get cheers, but people gasped, definitely. Yeah, yeah, I reckon they probably had a mustache.
Yep.
And the
Brockheim? Brockmere?
No.
Counterpart.
Counterpart. It's counterpart, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think they were just like, whatever you got going on now, that's fine. We just want to put you in this. What else? I mean, they could. It's easily fixable. Again,
100% Rotten Tomatoes. I gotta check this out. Yeah.
Based on the second post-credit sequence.
Yes.
I mean, there's the second post-credit sequence provides an easy fix to the first one, if need be.
Which is?
Well, you know, that we have the reveal, and that actually asks a lot more questions, because the second reveal, of course, is that the Nick Fury and Maria Hill we see in this movie are the husband and wife Skrull team from Captain Marvel.
But when did that switch happen?
When did the switch happen? Yeah. Did it happen immediately after Captain Marvel, or did it happen last week?
And we don't know. Like, was that the Nick Fury at the Tony Stark's funeral? Was it?
Yeah.
Was it the real Nick Fury?
Exactly.
How much was? It might have even been the real Nick Fury that was snapped. That could have been Talos. But then again, he had the beeper, so it was probably him. Unless that was.
Unless he handed him Nick Fury handed him the beeper before he left.
I did a video on the post credits, and my question is there a Maria Hill?
Oh, does she exist?
Does she
at
even
all?
Exist?
Because we've
we know there's two Nick Furies.
Yep.
Three if you count holograms.
Yep.
But we only know of one Maria Hill.
Hill, exactly. Yeah. That's true.
I'm not saying she doesn't exist. I'm just saying it's very possible.
Because in the comic book, she does exist.
Yes.
But what are the rules for this? You know?
Exactly.
So, and again, we've never seen pre Avengers Maria Hill, right?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'll quickly look that up, but I don't believe so.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Mm.
And we don't see her on, because my assumption is in that sequence, we see Talos call Nick Fury and then he's on the beach.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it'll be Nick Fury and Maria Hill. They're both on the beach, obviously. But then we cut to, he's in a hologram on a spaceship.
Yes.
And there's no Maria Hill, which doesn't say Maria Hill isn't also on the ship. She might be doing something else.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I don't think... There was never a point where I'm like, Nick Fury's actually on vacation. That guy is not going back. So,
really?
Do you reckon he's setting up S.W.O.R.D.?
Maybe the space version of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Maybe? Mm. Yeah? Maybe?
What else?
Is he
in space or is he in orbit? Like, he's going somewhere,
he's
I
He's in
assume,
space,
right?
I reckon.
Yeah.
Because if he was just in orbit, I don't think he'd need to be on vacation.
No.
You know what? He's been on a long trip.
Yeah.
So whether that's, you know, since the end of Endgame or the end of Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Maybe he's been in space for more than 20 years. We don't know.
We don't. We really, yeah. I'm assuming it probably happened after he came back from the snap.
Yeah.
That must have been, he must have been. Because
that's how they bloody get us,
that's
isn't
how they
it?
Get us.
How intriguing is this? It's like 2 minutes. How intriguing is this that it's we're bloody
not even
losing our minds?
Yeah. But like, it also, and it answers questions in the movie for me, because I'm like, why wouldn't Nick Fury cotton on to any of this? Like the real Nick Fury, when he's like, I don't know anything anymore. And I'm like, yeah, I guess he wouldn't. But then there's moments where I'm like, you would know this. You should know this.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You should be on top of this.
Uh-huh.
And there's a bit where he realizes the drone's in front of him or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she shoots it with the rocket launcher and things like that.
But I would like to go through this. I'd like to have a rewatch of this and just see how obvious the clues are. Now that I know who they are really, would I be like, of course. Because you see them have conversations when there's nobody else around.
Yeah.
Are they husband and wife conversations or are they Nick and Maria Hill
there's
conversations?
There's one point they talk about a Kree insurgents.
Oh, yes.
Or a Kree sleeper cell or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that could be just related to their jobs and lives.
Exactly, yeah.
But
at one point they're like, what about our Skrull daughter? What should we do about her, Maria Hill?
Who cares?
Yeah.
She can be a Nick Fury too.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of Nick Furies.
But again, that's what, you know, those two are an easy fix for the first thing because they could just have Peter Parker. They could just become Peter Parker at school and then Spider-Man shows up and we go, well, obviously they're two different people and you fix it in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on what the plot of the next Spider-Man slash Avengers movie is. Do they want that to be a big plot device or do they just want us to be really intrigued as to what's going to happen in the next one.
And it may be from there, then that's his explanation for being for Spider-Man's photographer. Because it's like, we met when people thought I was him and
Yeah,
we got to know each other.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Whatever.
Okay, that works. Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, so that's what I'm talking about, like back heavy in terms of the most interesting stuff in this movie.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. That's what I was looking for. happens.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't think of the word interesting.
Yeah.
And especially at the end, it's like, wait, what? And that, because it's not just this movie, it affects everything.
Yeah. I'm sort of fascinated by the Maria Hill thing. Mm. Exactly. Because we don't know, we've never seen any, we don't know anything about her private life.
Nope.
Or has she been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. maybe?
Yeah, she's been turned up in that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm. She was like, I'm a Skrull. I've never been real. But nobody watched it, so.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We don't know, I mean, we don't know anything about Nick Fury's private life, but at least we've seen him in
shorts.
Captain Marvel. And shorts. Yeah. Skinnier legs than I was
weird,
expecting.
Right?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I thought...
He could be looking for Galactus.
Or yeah,
it could be,
that's true.
This could be a setup for the Ultimates. Could be a setup for any number of things.
I got the bloody Easter egg video, Mason, but it looks like there might be a Fantastic Four hitting it. Also, the Stark Tower now has like a garden in the middle of it, and it's clearly been refurbished and resold.
Oh, yes.
Because in the trailers, they changed this. It looks like it's being rebuilt,
yeah.
But in this it's built.
Do you think it was purchased by Jim's Mowing?
Could be.
Is that why there's a garden in there?
Isn't that guy like a multi-billionaire?
Do you think it was purchased by Chris and Mari's Plant World?
Maybe.
Hello.com.au.
Do you think it's purchased by that guy who paints roofs? That picture that you put of us on Instagram?
Maybe that guy bought it. He painted the roof. And
that's
they were
a
like...
real site in case people want to check that out on your Instagram. That's very funny. But yeah, I also wonder if Nick Fury had used Talos over the 20 years multiple times.
Yeah, right.
In all of these movies, when is it not him?
Yeah. And that's also a question that the various, you know, creators and directors and creative direction makers are going to have to keep answering now from now until the next movie. They're going to be like, okay, we've got a list of movies with Nick Fury and Maria Hill in them. In which ones are they Skrulls and which ones? And they're going to have to be like, yes, no, yes, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Can you repeat the
question? You're not the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. now. You're not the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. now. Yeah, and I think they are going to have to maybe answer those questions and or even retcon a whole bunch of stuff and go, okay, well, which ones could we make him a Skrull in?
I put this in the video, but there's he doesn't like, he wants to cut his toast diagonally.
Oh, yes, that's
in
right.
In Age of Ultron, he cuts it, he can't eat it. He cuts a sandwich diagonally, then eats it. But it's also, it's not toast, so it's like, that to me is like...
That's the level of nitpicking that the directors...
Exactly.
The Russo brothers are going to have to answer for the next 6 months to 10 years.
When I'm making that video, I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
I think it's all bloody good fun.
Yeah, no, it is.
You know what I think? I think even like a few months ago, if you'd been like, well, what about, you know, because it's not toasted and he has cut it diagonally, I'd be like, stop talk. I don't care anymore. There's been too many Easter eggs. I don't care. But I think I feel refreshed now.
Yeah.
After a little break and Spider-Man, I'm like, I could talk about this forever now.
Because I think the difference between this and a lot of franchises that fall down is they go big and then they go, how can we top it?
Forever,
In some ways, this is open. I mean, it's not topped, but it's opened up a whole bunch of stuff for other movies as well in the franchise. Because I want to see the next Spider-Man movie. I want to see the next Captain Marvel movie. I want to see the next Avengers movie. I want to know, you know, all these different things. I want to kind of know what's happening in this universe now. Yeah.
Yeah. So in many ways, you thought Spider-Man Far From Home was okay, but you thought the post-credit sequences
were amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I didn't think it was. I think it was good.
Yeah.
But I think it's, the Mysterio turn is when it got much better for me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
I enjoyed his insanity.
Yeah.
Mm.
And his turtleneck. Yeah. He had a little turtleneck at the bath presentation. Yeah. And he's like, whoa. His turtleneck, you know? He's got that smoldering look.
He certainly did, yeah.
How am I going to afford all these turtlenecks? Tony Stark fires me.
That's it. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll probably have a video on something related to this week.
Oh, yeah, cool.
The future of the series or whatever. Mary Jane works out. Oh, not Mary Jane. Her name's Michelle Jones. Works out that he's Spider-Man.
Huh.
Because
do you think that at any point they are going to retcon her to be Mary Jane? Or do you think they're going to...
I don't think they need to.
They're going to arrange some sort of situation?
Nah.
No, I don't think they are.
I don't think they need to.
I mean, you know, they could... She could do... You know, because traditionally Mary Jane's a model or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess they could be like...
But she...
Pick a performing name, Mary Jane? All right, cool.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do the next day. Oh, I got some reviews here from Whit Evans says, I appreciate that even in death, Tony Stark is still able to create his own villains. And villains for others, it would seem.
Yeah, stop doing that, Tony. Surely you've run out by now.
Oh, Zombie Iron Man was good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also,
I wonder how much of that is illusion and how much of that is...
Tony Stark's corpse
also. But is there an element of Spider-Man's or Peter Parker's mind that fills in the blanks?
Because
there
so.
Is a scene where you see... Like,
oh, you see the spiders?
You see the spiders, but you also see him in his, like, tracksuit outfit, you know, with the hoodie and the whatever.
I think he just would have known.
So, like TV footage? Mm. I guess because there's stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And also because those guys have access to all of Tony Stark's intel.
That is true, yeah.
So, yeah. Also could imagine the shock and confusion watching the second post-credit scene if you haven't seen Captain Marvel. Yeah, that would have been very bizarre.
What ultimately was Mysterio's plan here? He wanted to be the greatest superhero in the world?
Yeah. Did we talk about this? Did
Not
you say
really.
It was like an it's an odd like to what end? It's the syndrome I'll be great and but for what?
Well that's the thing, mate.
Does he want control?
I might have to rewatch it again because I was never 100% clear. Like did he because he did, there was a lot of pontificating. There was a lot of speeches about what they were going to do once he had become the greatest hero in the world. He wanted to have a spectacular end of the world situation that he could solve, and then he'd be the greatest hero.
Yeah.
Then to make money or
it's
to.
Just London.
That's true. Or was it a case of no? Because he did mention, I think nobody listens to you anymore unless you have
a cape
and you can shoot lasers out of your hands or whatever.
Yeah.
But then what was his.
People would listen to him.
I guess so.
He could do bookstore tours.
I guess that's true. I guess that does fall apart to a certain extent. What happens if he has to team up with literally any of the other heroes?
I guess he just
What happens
wouldn't.
Then? I guess he just wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he'd just go back to his home dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Oh, yeah, so the multiverse is real, but he doesn't know anything about it.
What did I bloody say? I said that.
Yeah.
I said that.
I don't think... I'm not... Yeah. What do you want, an apology?
Yeah.
Something I agree with you on and always have agreed with you
yes.
on? Then I'm sorry, Mason.
Thank you.
Derek the Scientist said, just got out of Spider-Man. First half dragged. Probably could have spread it up a tad, but overall, best movie ever. Hopefully they keep this version bright and breezy for the most part. David McDonald says, Spider-Man Far From Home was super great. Love the character building and action scenes. Best movie ever. Also, happy that Marvel has the absolute balls. For spoiler casting. You know what I'm talking about. And Nick Flanders Farmer says, Spider-Man's a lot of fun. Manages to reinvigorate the post-Endgame MCU. Endgame left me pretty exhausted, but Spider-Man brought me back in. My only gripe is a weird editing and some dodgy CGI. Mm. Hall H is coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel are doing a big panel. So I think we're going to get a lot of reveals. Maybe a Fantastic Four movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say there's a Fantastic Four tease where they say something is coming and it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, dot, dot, dot.
When is this?
It's at the very end. It's like a construction sign. So I think they're doing Fantastic Four.
Oh, maybe. Well, yeah. that's pretty cool. Mm. What did you think? Side note, what did you think of the Happy Hogan May romance situation?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that was fun too.
They're a fun team. They're probably friends in real life.
Yeah, probably. Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty good. Anything else?
Not really. What do you think of the black? What do you think of the red and black Spider-Man?
I like it.
Would you rather go back to red and blue?
No, I mean, I think I'm okay for like a different look every movie. Yeah,
right.
But I quite like this one.
Okay.
You're not a fan?
What about purple and white?
Purple and white always feels right.
What about green and gold, Australia's own colours?
Green and gold can be considered very bold.
Very good.
Or mold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Got another one for me?
No, you've answered all my questions in rhyme form and I respect it. So that's it.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? The Walking Dead's finished. They just went, it's over.
It ended at issue 193.
193, yeah.
Don't go to 200, why would you?
I think he's also did it because of the way that they've put the compendiums.
Oh, I see. That's a full compendium.
Apparently it works out.
Okay, right.
I'm not sure how exactly.
And have you read them all?
I've read them all.
How do you feel as an ending? How did it go?
I thought it was a bit like leading up to this. I'm like, I'm not really that interested in this anymore.
Okay.
And then, I'm going to do a slight spoiler for the ending.
Okay.
If you haven't read it, but it does a time jump. So it jumps forward about 10, maybe 15 years.
Okay.
So Carl is grown up.
Carl is the main character's son?
Yes. It's like the ending of Red Dead, where you jump forward in the future or whatever.
Oh.
But apparently he was going to end it like 100...
It's like the ending of Dracula Untold. It's forward to the modern day.
I can't wait for those further adventures of Dracula Untold.
Me too.
Yeah, but this is a spoiler for the ending that they didn't... He wasn't going to do. Uh-huh. But there's a moment where, like 100 issues prior, where Rick does a speech and he's like, and we're going to rebuild society and this is where we make our stand and we're going to bring it all back. And the next panel is a close... It's like him doing that pose, but it's a statue of him and then it pulls back.
Yep.
Because they're like, they've done it.
That sounds like a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, that's right. And it pulls back. And the statue's a bit overgrown and it pulls back again and there's a zombie and it pulls back again. The whole town is overrun. So basically, they got it back, but then they lost it again. And that was the original ending. It was really dark.
Uh-huh.
So, but I won't spoil the actual ending for the new one. But maybe it was also really dark. Who's to say?
Yeah.
But all in all, it's an excellent run. And now that it's finished, you would...
I can get all the compendiums.
Exactly. Mm. It's got the perfect amount of compendiums.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd definitely recommend it. I've been reading that comic for years, and it's but
well, Robert Kirkman's good. And he's a very great writer.
Invincible's
yeah.
great. That ended really well as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if only the show would.
Hey, quick side note: we're recording.
We're
right?
recording. Yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking.
We lost about a minute of COVID.
Yeah, that's fine. We're fine.
Probably
yeah.
barely.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man 3 this week, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Then we can never talk about Spider-Man again, right?
No, we're going to talk about the Amazing Spider-Mans because I got to we did a commentary on the first one. It turns out.
Yeah.
Don't remember anything about
we'll have
it.
To watch that one again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. So I'm slowly working my way through Preacher. And Jessica Jones, which I've mentioned in
the
previous
comics.
Weeks.
Wow, he's
no,
doing some reading.
The movies. Oh, I'll never read
the
anything.
The movies. Oh.
TV shows oh. is what I mean.
You're reading a lot and moving. You're doing a lot of things.
I'm doing so many things. So I'm getting through those. I just want to get Jessica Jones out of the way, I think.
Isn't it good?
It's all the characters that I know and love that are okay.
Isn't it good, though, this season? I've heard it's really good.
So far, it's fine.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like the characters never learn. Jessica Jones especially, and I know that her stock
like,
in trade
alone.
Is never learning.
I work alone. I broke my door.
It gets a little
I
bit
work
frustrating.
Alone.
It gets a little bit frustrating.
I've broken my door. Malcolm, uh-huh. I
yep.
work alone.
Yeah.
Here's your paycheck. But I work alone. I'm a drunk, and I
work alone.
Alone.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
not great?
No, I'm not saying it's not great. Maybe I'll, but again, there's so many episodes.
Does Patsy Walker get a... I know she has the...
there's a montage.
Montage, but does she actually have powers?
Not thus far. I mean, she's...
Because I'm never going to watch it.
I mean, she's sort of, you know, she's strongish and agile-ish, you know?
Like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat, exactly, yeah.
Cats are strong.
And there's the montage, obviously, where she puts on the comic book accurate costume and goes, absolutely not, you know, it's one of those.
It's as good as they do it in Netflix,
isn't
it?
Oh my God, just commit to it. Just for once, Netflix. Just give her the suit and be like, yeah, I like this, actually. This makes me look like a superhero, like from the universe we're in, where there's superheroes, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm enjoying Preacher as well.
Yeah.
That's good. I got 3 seasons or whatever to go through that.
Yeah, get
also,
in.
The only new thing is that I watched the new Shaft, 2019 Shaft.
Oh, I saw you watch that.
Which is...
It's on Netflix
in Australia went directly to Netflix. In America, apparently, got a cinema release. It's actually pretty good.
I've heard nothing but bad things.
Really?
Isn't it all jokes all the time? And people are like, this isn't Shaft. Not even the 2000 one where he beat up Christian
it's
Bale.
It's better than the 2000 Shaft. It's way better
you
than that.
You should watch the 2000 Shaft again.
I've
it's
seen
got a really
it.
Good cast.
I don't, yeah, but it's bad.
You're bad. Yeah. At... making good comments about 2000 Shaft.
Yep, that's true. You're not wrong.
What do you think of that?
It's good, yep. I think it's fun, this movie.
Is Samuel L. Jackson the son of original Shaft?
Now he is. He wasn't before, but they've retconned it.
Do they address that at all?
They do.
What do they say? You told me I was your uncle.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
There we go.
So I think they were just like, we want just a standard familial
He's 6
line.
Years older than him in real life.
There we go.
What do you think of that?
Shaft starts early.
He certainly does.
The original Shaft starts early. Yeah, they basically go, okay, well, yeah, they retcon from the 2000 Shaft where it was his nephew and just go, yeah, stop lying and saying I was your uncle.
Is there a lot of like, you can't say anything, you can't say that anymore,
there's a
old
there's,
Shaft?
There's
old Shaft, you can't say that anymore, everyone's on Twitter,
well, oldest,
you get cancelled.
Oldest Shaft doesn't get much of a, like he doesn't get much of a look in, he's in it a little bit.
Slightly oldest Shaft.
Slightly oldest Shaft. Yeah, there's a little bit, I mean, the main back and forth is between Samuel L. Jackson Shaft and New Shaft, who are like, and New Shaft's like, what are you doing with your Twitters and your whatevers? Like, there's a bit of old man yelling at Cloud in it. But I think I found it was quite fun. Again, it's free on Netflix.
Yes.
It's not.
Do you think if you had gone into the city to see it or whatever, do you think you would have been?
I think I still would have had fun with it.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Isn't there a bit where they all get matching outfits?
That's right at the end.
Great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, but yeah. They don't go and get matching outfits.
What do you mean they do? Where do they get them
they
then?
They must have had. I don't
that's
know.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I guess they must have gone
Let's
to a store.
Go and get matching outfits.
But see, that's the thing. I think that's probably the worst look. That's the worst thing about this
it
movie.
It looks terrible.
And that's what they put in the trailer. Don't do
that. Is
that
the original Shaft outfit or from one of the movies?
No.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about the movie is I spent most of it going, something's not quite right about this. And then I realized it's because Samuel L. Jackson has two eyes in it. And I'd spent so many years looking at him with an eye patch. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Oh, yeah, two eyes. Yeah.
Incredible.
I think they deliberate, because like the traditional Shaft outfit, it's all black leather and black and turtlenecks and whatever, which is very much the Nick Fury outfit. And
sure,
I think they deliberately went, let's get him out of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
There's a great scene where he beats up like a street thug kid in the first one.
Oh, yes.
When he's like...
2000 Shaft?
2000 Shaft. You should watch it. I think you should watch it. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Watch it, Mason.
What are you doing with it? What is this?
It's all
who's
right.
Who's this new character? Guy who likes 2000 Shaft too much and recommends it to all his friends.
I'm not saying it's the greatest movie.
When was the last time you saw it?
I don't know, a couple years ago, I reckon.
I have seen it. I'm not...
You haven't seen it.
I have seen it.
Christian Bale's in it.
I know, playing the same character from American Psycho.
Jeffrey, whatever his name's in it. The guy
Jeffrey Tambor?
No, the guy from Westworld. Jeffrey Wright.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good cast.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's in it.
I know.
Christian Bale's in it.
I'm aware.
American Psycho.
Maybe you should watch Shaft 2019.
I will.
Good.
I saw it and I went, good, because I did want to see it, because I like Shaft 2000.
Okay, we should coordinate this more, because usually most weeks it's one of us going, hey, you should watch this, and then the next week it's the other person going.
But this week it's us telling each other to watch different Shaft movies,
yeah.
But the modern interpretations.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, anyway, watch new Shaft.
I will.
Okay.
You should watch Stranger Things season 3. We'll probably talk about it next week.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm probably a couple in. It's good. Okay. It takes. I heard that it was kind of slow, and then it's really good. And I think I'm at the point where it's getting really interesting.
Okay.
So.
But why slow? What's going on there?
Right, because they're like we're all friends and we're becoming teenagers.
The last one?
We're growing up.
Isn't that
up.
All of them?
We're growing up.
So you're not burnt out on Stranger Things?
We're kissing each other. I didn't. I liked season 2.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I think I like more as of so far.
Okay.
But again, next week.
Right. So this isn't... Is this a series that's kind of resting on its laurels?
Doesn't seem to be.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good to know. Mm. So you've seen the whole thing?
No. I said I've seen like 3.
Okay, that's good.
Dumbass.
That's a good amount. I wasn't listening.
I know. You were thinking about Shaft 2000.
I was thinking about Shaft 2000.
You're thinking whether you're wrong.
Maybe
and you
I
are.
Should, maybe I am wrong. Maybe we should watch Shaft 2000.
I think you should. Joel Singleton directed it.
I don't believe...
First Fast and Furious.
I don't believe anything you say now.
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, I remember.
Other movies, definitely.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Should we do letters?
Let's do letters.
I will.
Can't believe you like Shaft 2000.
I can't believe you would think that I wouldn't.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you actually like that Shaft
yes,
movie?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to ask you off air and figure out if you're doing a bit. I'm still not going to believe you.
People should write in whether they like Shaft 2000. I'm not saying it's amazing. That's not what I'm saying. It's a product of its time, et cetera, and so forth.
Okay.
But I think it's better than you think it is.
Okay.
Or it's as good as you think it is because everyone's opinion is different.
That's true.
If you want to reach the show, if you want to tell us about Shaft 2000.
Please do.
Hashtag Weekly Planet
Do you think Shaft 2000 is good, yes or no? get at us on Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown. James is Mr. Sunday Movies.
Please let us know. Also, you can shoot us an email for the week over at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. We pick out a few and we go for a bloody ride. We go for a spin, don't we Mason?
We go for a spin.
Do you want to go first or would you like me to go
this
first?
This is an email from Demian Holst.
Oh.
It says, the great portrayal of the Netherlands in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Wow.
As a Dutch boy, I'm very happy with the way my country is portrayed in a movie.
Dutch boy, that old girl, that old girl in the sky.
The town he's in.
Geostorm reference.
Thank you. The town he's in, which I'm not going to attempt to pronounce because nobody can do it in the movie either, actually exists. 5,000 people live there, and those are probably the only people who know it exists. The soccer hooligans are actual Dutch actors. The bald one is actually very well known.
I like that.
Which means they speak actual Dutch. There we go.
Yeah, they didn't feel like fake people doing an accent.
Uh-huh.
That felt real, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
There we go.
Not good.
Yeah.
It's nice when you see some representation that, like, of a local area where people make the effort. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. Right. But I think we're all, Australians especially, are very blinded by that. Like, if we watch an incredibly terrible anything and people just are in Australia. We're like, yeah.
Thank you.
We feel seen.
No, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I like it more when they fuck it up. I enjoy it much more.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the cast of Young Sheldon came down for the Logies last week?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was good.
Best moment of my life.
Why did they do it? Why do they pedal out?
I don't know. American celebrities. For anybody who doesn't know, Australia has a version of the Emmys called the Logies.
The TV Week Logie Awards.
The TV Week Logie Awards have been going for 50 years or something.
And they got ruined at the end this year.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Very funny.
And it's kind of, they're very cringy. Yeah.
Hey, man, look, I'm all for, like, you know, people should be acknowledged for the work that they do. You know what I mean? And good on them.
But the Academy doesn't vote. People clip out coupons from magazines and
yes.
vote.
Or now it's voting. Now it's things online or whatever.
Well, we'll never know.
We don't know. Mm. Anyway, if there's ever a podcast award, we're going to ask you to...
to vote for us.
Everyone's got to rally.
Everybody's got to clip those coupons. We'd really appreciate it.
Some Jeremy M says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, do you ever think we'll see the return of practical costumes in superhero movies? Similarly to unused Green Goblin animatronic mask for the Sam Raimi movie. We get a bit. The Superman costume, for the most part, is not, and Batman and whatever, and then they might CGI a cape. I think we're leaning towards more a blend.
I think it's absolutely a blend. Yeah. Like, I think more, like, if we're talking Green Goblin, like more like an Iron Man situation. We'll see, like, these days with Iron Man, it's mostly top half, right? You get the shoulders.
It's a man who's not Robert Downey Jr.
Yes,
it
is.
The top half of an Iron Man suit.
Exactly. Yeah, that's mostly what we get. Mm. I don't know, like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, even if you think of something basic like, you know, the Iron Man helmet comes down and the faceplate drops and the eyes light up. Are they going to ever do that practically ever again, I wonder?
No, I'd imagine
I don't think
not.
They will, though.
Maybe it'll get to a point where they're like, well, this is more interesting.
Yeah. But it's always going to look foamy and rubbery when that happens, I think.
Yes. I mean, normally, if they do it, they'd probably just CGI over the top anyway. Because in the first Iron Man movie, that suit is practical for a lot of it.
Yeah,
and
right.
then they... For the lighting reference, and then they redid it all. Yeah,
cool.
But now they're just like, we got it. Well, no worries.
Yeah, right.
We can just do it. We have a plug-in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wonder.
I think it depends on the... Like, if you're doing a Catwoman, you don't need a CGI suit for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends on... If you're doing a Sandman, you just got a man in slacks and a tucked-in tee.
Exactly. And then you dump a pile of sand on him.
You dump a pile of sand in his pants.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Why didn't they call him Sand Pants Mans?
That's a really good question, James. It's absolutely.
People
really
write in.
Think, yeah.
Why don't they call it Sand Pants Mans?
Sand Pants Mans, yeah.
Mans.
Mans. Yeah.
So, yeah, probably blend, right?
I think a blend.
And
yeah.
there's some things you can't really do practical, can you? I'm trying to think of an example. You know.
Sandman pants.
Yes.
Pants, yeah, obviously.
Some versions of the Green Lantern, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that all?
I think that is all, yes.
You can't do Hulk practical, but it's not really a costume, is it?
No, that's true.
Yeah, and very good.
I guess there is also a limit to just giving actors like a, you know, a green screen onesie and saying, act.
Do it.
You know, you need to give them some kind of
but
reference
But now they don't
to...
even really need to, because, you know, the white suits in Endgame, they're not real.
Right.
They didn't make them.
Uh-huh.
That entire movie, they're CGI.
Huh, what are they wearing, the mysterious...
Yeah, I think just regular... costumes and they went over the top because they hadn't designed them because they filmed it so early.
That's true, I guess. Yeah. Right.
But then again, like...
But at least then they have... They're in...
Clothing.
They're in a... At least... Like, at least Chris Evans is in the Captain America suit.
He knows what he's doing.
And he can, you know, he can put himself in the mindset. But if you just give him the ping pong ball suit...
Yeah.
Everybody gets the ping pong ball suit.
Yeah, it's Avatar.
What's yeah, exactly. What's... people? You're going to lose your mind in that room.
You would absolutely,
surely,
would, yeah.
Right?
But then, like, I was just reminded then, Captain America's suit's practical. Black Widow's practical. Doctor Strange is practical. Yeah. Except for the cape and parts, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like it's gone completely.
That's true.
Jamie Smith says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. This is more for you because I don't think I have. Have you guys ever read a superhero story in novel form? There's a web novel called Worm, which is amazing, though it is long as shit.
Oh, I've read a few. And again, the obvious downfall is superheroes, almost an entirely visual medium.
Sure.
And then they're just being described.
Yeah.
I read one called Soon I Will Be Invincible, I think, which is a sort of a dual narrative between a superhero and a supervillain.
Okay.
And it's like alternating chapters. That one's pretty good. There's one called The Superlative Man, which is basically...
I've heard of that. What is that?
I think I've even mentioned on the podcast before.
Mm.
But it's about... It's more of like... It's a mystery novel about a regular guy who lives in a world where there are some superheroes. And it's kind of more like living up to, You know, it's all themes. Like, I think this kind of stuff works better in a universe where it's not about the superhero. It's more about, you know, what's a human being, and what's a human being?
Oh, instead of being like, and he flew so far that he punched him right.
Yeah,
in the
it's more about like,
and the building fell.
Yeah,
over.
It's more about like seeing the aftermath of that sort of stuff, yeah. And being like, what's even my life here if yeah. people can punch over a building or whatever?
Why be I do anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is Sand Man's pants.
Yeah, look, exactly. Look, I'm happy to give one a go every once in a while if I hear about one. I think it's an interesting shot at this sort of stuff. But again,
I listened to a Batman audiobook, which was quite good. And I can't remember the name of it, but I did.
There you go. Yeah. And of course, there's, you know, Wolverine, The Lost Trail.
Of course, maybe something this week. Yeah. But that's not an audiobook. That is a podcast drama.
That's true. Yeah.
There's an ad for that later this week.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
They want an exclusive ad separate from the podcast, so they'll bloody get it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then some.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's an interesting idea.
Mm.
And there's got to be some. I would like to hear about some more examples if people have them.
And also different, obviously, because different mediums have different strengths. You know, so there's things you can do in a novel which you can't do on, say, a tapestry, a rich tapestry.
Exactly.
I mean, you can weave a rich tapestry, like visually.
Yes.
But you can metaphorically do one in a story.
That is so true.
Thank you.
And deep. Like a deep tapestry, you know?
Deep, rich colors?
Yes.
Or like a tapestry deep, like it's really thick.
Both of those things.
Wow.
Yeah. This metaphor is deep like a tapestry. Yeah.
That's underwater.
Yeah.
That's right.
So many layers of deep. Did you ever read Powers? We've talked about Powers, I think.
I was put off Powers by your description of the TV series, show Powers. Yeah. But
so, I think that, you know, that did not work as a TV series, but I think that would work because Powers is about sort of regular people, you know, working murder cases in a world where there are superheroes. I think that would work way better. Like, I think the comic book was great, but I think it would also work as a novel because, again, it's more about real people surrounded by insanity at times. Yeah,
fair enough.
Yes.
Is that the show, Mason?
I think that's the whole show. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for subscribing and leaving us a nice review on the iTunes. Can you leave reviews on Spotify, I wonder?
I have no idea, but is my review of the week. Let's see. Here we go. This is from That Shemak. Best gosh dang podcast there is. Been listening for years and the quality has remained consistent.
That's weird because we've been recording this for years.
You know? Did I read this last week?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a joke that... Has this happened before? Anyway.
You haven't had a lot of sleep this week.
That's true. Showed to my buddy Aiden, who's an idiot, and he liked it. So I don't know. Maybe that means it's bad. Either way, I enjoy it and you might too. So there you go.
I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the most part, I enjoy it, I guess. You know?
What do you mean for the most part, Mason?
I mean, I always enjoy it.
And you enjoy the sponsorship money?
Also that, yes. Yes.
Good.
I mean, I take it. I don't want to.
Oh, you know what? Okay, yeah. You do it for the art.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of sponsors.
Great, yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm. Art and commerce, you know where it combines? You know, that intersection. That's what I'm all about that.
Mm.
You know? Isn't that where the greatest art lies?
No.
No, it is.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, cool. Pretty good.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody who bloody tells a friend.
Yeah.
Like your idiot buddy Aiden.
Yes.
As an example. He's an idiot, but he likes it.
Yeah.
What does that say about us?
It's a good question.
If you want to get a hold of us, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp. I am Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and I am also Nick Maso, MASEAU, on Instagram. Please follow me there. James, you are Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the gram.
The gram.
Of Coke that I sell. I've just got the one. I'm looking for the right buyer.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested?
Mate, it's probably an off-air conversation, okay, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no! Police! if you want to support the show, we'd very much appreciate that. You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck. We'd very much appreciate that.
Please do.
You can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to buy literally anything.
Yeah.
We get a little kickback from that.
We do.
If you'd like to support our charity campaign.
Linked below.
That's in there also.
Any amount of money will get you all sorts of delightful surprises.
Yeah, you can also go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up to our mailing list.
Yep.
What? James is messing
Describe
about.
Describe what I'm doing.
James is messing about in the
Be specific.
He's trying to bite through a cable. It looks dangerous.
It's not.
Wow.
It might be.
Yeah. You're going to regret that. at some point.
No, no.
I'm going to punch you in the face for disrespecting the plugs at the end. Now, you're going to buy. What's going to happen one day is you're going to. We're going to record something and it's not going to work out. And then you're going to look at the cable and be like, oh no, I bit through the cable. Oh no. And you're going to kick something. You're going to kick and break something else. That's what's going to happen. Where was I? Oh, you can sign up to our mailing list. That's our friend Rob Collings.
Yes.
He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
He's the best.
He's the best, Rob Collings. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates official Facebook group. Many members talking about many things.
Yeah, they really are.
They're having a bloody good time.
They're good. They're good people in there.
That's right. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for The Weekly Planet.
And then you'll have one.
You'll absolutely.
It's in the description also, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. It's the whole show, I think.
It is the whole show. Next week, Stranger Things and maybe other things.
Other things.
Is there another movie out next
week? Things and Other Things.
Other Things.
I think there's something coming out on the 17th.
Let me check my...
is it The Lion King?
Special...
No, that's not for a week.
That's not
more than a week.
No, we could do Toy Story 4 again.
Yeah, we can do Toy Story 4 again.
We can do Aladdin again. It's still hot in cinemas.
That is very true.
It's doing very well, that movie.
Have we done anything on Spider-Man Far From Home?
I don't believe so. You can always circle back around to it, obviously.
I guess we can come back to it another time.
Movies released July 11th. Is that right?
Is that how you Google things?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Doesn't work Google. Otherwise. Doesn't
Google,
work.
Are you there?
Anyway, we'll figure it out.
It's me, James.
Look, if there's a big movie, and just see it, and then we'll talk about it. Talking to people.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh.
Listening, yeah. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.